having been slaves at Riftguard since they could remember. Shog and Triss had never experienced anything like the feast on Peace Island. It was the happiest, most joyous of days. In the evening, they sat round a fire with their new friends, watching the sky above the rim fade from powder blue to rich crimson gold. Hog babes draped both their heads and necks with garlands of buttercups and daisy chains, while elders plied them with even more good food and drink. Triss poked at the flames with a stick, watching bright sparks rise like dancing jewels to the gathering twilight shades. She felt a deep pang of regret for the passing of it all.
Imagine if each day were like this, Shog. Any beast would be foolish to think of leaving this wonderful isle.
The otter noticed her eyes glinting damp in the firelight.
Aye, matey. But fools such as we know what must be done. We can't live our time out here knowing that others are still kept in wicked slavery, can we?
Triss sniffed and looked aside.
No, we'll be on our way in a few days, though I think there's one who won't be sailing with us.
She was looking at Welfo, who was still wordlessly staring into Ertica's eyes. Both seemed unaware of everything around them, completely entranced with each other. Shog chuckled quietly.
I see what you mean, Triss. It'd be a shame to part those two. Poor Welfo was never very strong. She's a gentle creature. Leave her with young Ertica. She's found happiness here on Peace Island.
Triss patted her friend's paw, smiling through moist eyes. There was no need for words.